This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everyone. It's nice to see you. As you come into the room, please feel free to say hello in the chat. Let us know where you're zooming in from, if you'd like. Hi, I'm Dr. Allison Pimentel. I'm so happy to be here with you to practice mindfulness meditation as we do each Thursday together at the Hammer Museum. Often it is a hybrid program where some of us are in person and others of us are online. And today we're all online together, which is a nice opportunity to be able to chat together all together at the end. And I'll stay on for a few moments afterwards so we can connect if you'd like. And I'm seeing all of these hellos in the chat from all over the place: Miami, Michigan, Illinois, Denver, Washington State, the UK. Welcome, Toronto. Hi, Jeffrey. Thousand Oaks, Sydney, Australia. So we truly are a global community of meditators, and we come together to practice this beautiful ancient practice of cultivating mindful awareness, mindful attention. And when I say ancient, I mean it's ancient both to human culture, but also ancient to us as human beings individually. We are born with the capacity for mindfulness, for being present in a very deep way to the moments of our lives as they unfold, with kindness, with openness, with curiosity, and also with a willingness to be with things as they are, not because we accept the status quo, but because when we relate to reality as it is, we can have a wiser relationship to it, a more skillful relationship to it. The meditation teacher Lama Rod Owen says, "We don't practice to escape the world. We practice so we can be more fully in it with love and clarity." So when we are paying attention to the moments of our lives in a kind way, in a compassionate way, in an open way, we can respond more skillfully to these moments. Thich Nhat Hanh says, "It's important to have a practice to nourish the happiness and to handle the suffering so you will be effective in helping the world." So really we practice not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of everybody that we encounter. And this ripples forth, this ripples out. So presumably you are here because you like to meditate. You like to sit in community and practice, and I certainly do too. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's hard to do that, and I'm really curious to hear from this community. You know, sometimes the body just feels too activated, too agitated, too anxious to sit. And again, if you've had that experience, please feel free to share it in the chat. You know, we try to cultivate a stillness and a stability in the body, and sometimes it's really hard to access. And I just want to name that. I certainly have been having a harder time sitting these days. And we go through phases in our practice because of agitation in the mind, pain in the body, what's going on personally, what's going on in the collective. And I wanted to really just name today that sitting practice and meditation is really just one way to stabilize the heart and mind. Cameron says, I can get stillness in the body, but stillness in the mind, I think you meant, is another story, right? So sometimes we can sit and feel still in the body, but not still in the mind. And so there are many ways to access, to touch into, to begin to stabilize the heart and mind. That's not just through sitting meditation practice. And so I just wanted to share a few, invite you into a few, which you may be doing already, and please put some more in the chat if you like. But, spending time outside, going on a walk, going on a nature walk, going on a hike, tending to your garden, tending to your house plants, holding a rock, petting your dog, smiling kindly at your friend, your partner, your grandchild. There are many ways to touch into presence. And I just want to invite you to find your ways, especially if your practice is feeling tight and constricted, or there's a lot of restlessness in the body. Sometimes it's helpful to start a practice or even make a practice in and of itself of going outside, simply standing in the grass. I recall a time I was with a colleague at work and she was very dysregulated about something that was going on. And I said, let's just go outside. And we did. She took her shoes off. We took our shoes off. We stood in the grass. And after just a few moments of standing there, the body came back into balance. And so our practice can serve this purpose for us at times, and sometimes it doesn't. Today, I would like to offer you a practice that works with nature, because nature is just such a naturally healing force in our lives. And, so we can actually set an intention or create habits that have us connecting more intentionally with the natural world around us. And we can also, through our formal practice of meditation, what we do here together, cultivate touching into the nature within us. We are nature. We are not apart from it. We are a part of it. I forget who says it, maybe Alan Watts. We are like we emerge from the world like a wave from the ocean. We're part of the ocean. So in this practice today, and I'll guide you for about 20 minutes or so, we'll be using primarily the element of earth, the earth element, what's solid, what's stable, what's grounded, connecting with that both internally inside of ourselves and also externally in the world around us, as a way to access a greater sense of safety and stability. I know that when my practice is when I'm feeling a lot of agitation in the body and my practice is feeling more unstable, that doing a meditation that is intentionally and deliberately grounding is very, very helpful and effective for me. And so I wanted to share that with you today. And this is a practice that uses both meditation and visualization. And I want to invite you, because many of us are home, zooming in from home, if you'd like to take this outside. If you have an outdoor space that's available, take me with you outside. We can all go together. Or if you don't, that's fine too. We're going to explore the natural world within us. In fact, the mystic poet Kabir says, "My friend, don't go outside your house to see the flowers. Don't bother with that excursion. Inside your body, there are flowers. One flower has 1,000 petals. That will do for a place to sit." Sitting there, you will have a glimpse of beauty inside the body and out of it, before gardens and after gardens. So in our practice today, we will go inside into the garden inside. And before we practice, I'm going to invite you to do a nervous system regulation technique again, because sometimes when there's a lot of agitation in the body or the mind, it's very helpful to very intentionally regulate the nervous system before we sit. And this is a very simple technique. You can just fold your fingers over and very gently pat the body. So you can start with the arm, the outside of the arm, and then draw up through the inside, across the chest, and down the other arm, the inside of the arm. And just feeling as you do the natural warmth in the body, feeling your own stability, your solidity. Don't hurt yourself, gentle, but do it hard enough so that you can feel it. You can feel the reverberations. And then if you like, you can bring this tapping down the front of the leg and up the back of the leg and the other leg. In a way, we're just greeting the body, the physical body, this vehicle that carries us through life, that enables us to taste and feel and hear and see and live, right? Gently now on the belly. And then just giving yourself an additional pat wherever it feels good or wherever you feel like you need it. And then as you're ready, bringing the body into stillness. And if it's comfortable, you can close your eyes. You could also just leave them open, softly gazing down. And wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, inside, outside, eyes open, eyes closed, see if you can feel the vitality, the energy in your body. Especially after that tapping exercise, you might feel tingling, warmth, a sense of embodiment. The tapping that we did can activate pressure receptors in the body, which can calm the fight, flight, freeze, fawn response and reduce our sense of embodied stress. So just feel the energies of the body now. I'm just noticing tingling, pulsing, sensation. As we sit here on the earth, made of the elements of the earth, see if you can sense your silhouette. The overall shape of your body, sitting or standing or lying down, wherever it is you are, almost like a bird looking down at your own being. And just rest in awareness of this form of the body. Your skin, your hair, your nails. Eyelashes. This body. Right here, right now. And then moving the attention a little further inward. Aware of the flesh and the sinew and the muscles of the body, the layers below the skin, the fascia. I'm just feeling further inward, aware of the bones of the body, this skeletal structure holding you up, supporting you, protecting all of your most vital inner organs. Just noticing the sensations, pulsations, the aliveness, the energy of the body. Maybe noticing what feels like excessive energy or the energy of anxiety or stress. Whatever is there, just noticing it. And sensing deeper still into the organs. Maybe even sensing the beating of the heart or the movement of the lungs. The intestines, the kidneys, the liver. Deeper still until you may sense the body at the level of cellular structure, molecules, atoms, whirling. And just feeling this aliveness, this energy. Using the power of your visualization, see if you can imagine that energy moving down through your body, this vitality of yours, this life force energy running like roots through your legs. Down into the soles of your feet, which are resting on the earth, on the floor. And you might sense these roots, these lines of energy begin to gently dig into the ground. You can extend this energy downward. These energetic roots downward through the soil, the bedrock. Through underground caves. Pockets of air through the streams of water that flow underground, and finally down to the center of the earth, the molten core. Just sensing or imagining or visualizing or feeling, however it may come to you, feeling this connection. And you might even see or feel or imagine any excessive energies or imbalances in the energy of your field, just being move down and out through your feet directly into this earth that supports you. It's allowing it to be absorbed and composted and transformed. Maybe even connecting with gratitude for the support of the earth, It's giving thanks. And to whatever degree it's possible for you to just feel this connection. Sensing a connection to the center of the earth, feeling into the earth's qualities, the earth's energy, the strength, the stability, the power, the boundless and endless creativity. The beauty, complexity. Just feeling these qualities, these energies. Maybe you experience them as a kind of song, the song of the earth, the vibrational qualities. Just allowing yourself to feel this connection, this deeply nourishing connection. Now, if you wish, you can begin to bring those energies, those pure, solid, reliable, grounding energies, qualities of the earth, and all that the earth represents to you, back up through your energetic roots. It's as if these energies are moving back up from the molten core through the underground pockets of air and water and caves, through the bedrock, through the soil, right back into the soles of your feet, up through your legs, suffusing your whole being. And just allowing yourself to feel the qualities of earth that you most need to draw on right now. Reliability. Strength. Creativity. Beauty. Whatever it may be. Knowing that these energies are self-regulating and you'll receive just the amount you need. It's cultivating this relationship, this exchange of energies and appreciation. Support. And we'll spend the final moments of our practice together in silence, just feeling this connection. This support of the earth. Feeling deeply into these qualities of support. Feeling anchored and connected and deeply, deeply held. Don't go outside your house to see the flowers. My friend, don't bother with that excursion. Inside your body, there are flowers. One petal, one flower has 1,000 petals. That will do for a place to sit. Sitting there, you will have a glimpse of beauty inside the body and out of it, before gardens and after gardens. Kabir. And as we bring our practice to a close, just feeling again into the vital life force energy pulsating in your body. Sensing its warmth, its heat. It's as if you're a candle, Thich Nhat Hanh says. It's as if you are a candle, sending light out all around you. The warmth of your being, of your heart, like a candle flame. He says, all your words, thoughts, and actions are going in many directions. If you say something kind, your kind words go in many directions, and you yourself go with them. So as you move through the rest of your day, continuing to send light out all around you like a candle. And then when you're ready, slowly beginning to bring some movement back into the body, if you'd like to gently tap again, this time perhaps with open palm, or maybe place one hand and another over your heart. And then as you're ready, slowly opening your eyes and coming back into this circle of squares on a screen. And before you go, maybe just scrolling through the faces and the names and sending your well wishes and feeling those that are coming back toward you. Thank you so much for your practice. It's always beautiful to be with you. And I will stick around for 10 minutes or so if you'd like to. Thank you for these hearts. If you'd like to stick around and connect or ask questions or share about your practice, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.